innercitygeeks.net.
City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 263. And joining me today, I got Brian.
Hey, what's up?
Chilling, dude. Chilling. We missed last week, but we're here now. We are here now. We're ready. We're ready to take on the world. Is that right? Is that how you? That's how you say it, right?
I guess. I don't know where you're going with that.
I don't know where I'm going with it either. I was just, you know, trying to, you know, make it just a little bit more exciting.
Let's go with that. Yes.
Okay. Cool. So how you been, dude? How you been, man?
With all the sarcasm. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Let's
do it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. What's going on, dude?
Not too much. My CM Punk shirt came.
Nice.
So I'm all ready for Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
Apparently that card is fucking stacked.
Yeah. Insanely stacked.
I cannot wait for Dynamite. I'm super fucking happy.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm super fucking excited for you, dude.
Thank you. I really can't wait. And I'm actually, so like, because all of us wrestling fans all live in New York, and, you know, obviously all the friends connect and whatnot over life. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends are going to be at that show.
Nice.
We're all sitting in separate sections because we're like, oh, you're going to be there too? Wow. So I'm looking forward to
it. I'm pretty sure you guys will probably wind up meeting up beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Or meeting up afterwards. Yeah.
Especially because a lot of the crew I haven't seen since before COVID. So it's going to be really cool to see people like I haven't seen since 2019.
That's pretty dope, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the show, man. Holy hell. I forgot yesterday was Wednesday. So at the time of this recording.
Gotcha.
But so I missed the show. But
it was a really good episode. Yeah, I actually didn't get a chance to watch it live. I watched it this morning at work and shit. But because I was with the parents and stuff. But
right.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a really good show.
I was right. They were in Jersey, and MJF was like, "Do I really have to go to Jersey?"
Yeah. It was fun. God, it was hilarious.
I'm so looking forward to hearing what he has to say live.
Yeah. He's such an amazing heel, dude.
Oh, my God. The shit he said when they were in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Where Pillman's sister actually went into labor that night.
Yeah, yeah. What's hilarious, too, when he called Pillman's mom a fucking Metheny. What the fuck, dude?
Highlight of that, so when he called her Metheny was great. When he literally said to the sister, "Shut up, 16 and pregnant."
Yeah.
Like, oh so my good. God.
So he's good.
The best heel in the business.
Yeah.
I mean,
by far.
I don't remember the last time there was a heel this good.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's really fucking good. Like they have a lot of heels, technically. Like, there's a lot of heels there.
There's a lot of heels on the company.
But this one stands out because he just cuts a promo like a motherfucker.
Yeah. It's almost like he studied promos. Like, I mean, obviously he did some homework to, like, you know, bring his character to life.
Of course.
But it's almost like he studied all promos to basically be like, nope, they're all doing it wrong. I'm doing it my way. And he owned that shit. And it shows.
He owned it to the point that he doesn't break kayfabe for the most part.
No, I've told you, the most he ever broke was when I had met him at Toy Fair, and we got a picture, and the promo he cut with the woman for TNT was just fucking perverted and shit.
Of course.
And then, because I forget what they were hyping in February 2020, but aside from the toy line, but the next day, I'm next to the Jazzwares booth, because that's the toy company that makes the figures, and he split off into the separate section and we kind of had a stare down moment where he kept like looking at me like, "You tough, you tough,"
right? And then you think you're cool, right? You think you're cool.
And then the only little bit of breakage he did was he went like this, a quick wink, literally blink and you'll miss that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, like that's just fucking great that he, you know, he didn't break, but he just like went like, I got you, and that's that. But
that's acting right there, dude. That's acting.
Oh yeah. So aside from watching the AEWs and getting ready for Wednesday, let's see what I watched recently. So I finished Lucifer. I watched
nice.
The finale.
Nice. Yeah.
Good ending.
Okay.
And it was cute too. Like, so when the show ended, I, you know, like if it's something good and it ends, I like to, you know, do like a clap.
Of course.
And so Charlotte, she was like sitting down, like eating like a snack or whatever. And when she saw me clap, she stood up and looked and went and clapped. Ha. So fucking cute.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So aside from Lucifer, let's see. I watched What If the last 2 weeks.
Nice.
And people have been hating on what I've been saying, but the zombie episode was the fucking weakest one ever, and I don't care who hears that shit. It was fucking garbage.
Okay. That's I get it. That's your opinion. You know, we all have our opinions.
It fucking sucked.
Why did it suck so much for you?
I know, just very like weak storytelling. Just, I mean, it was cool having like, you know, a bunch of like the actors return, but like it just felt like it was just weak. Like I feel like I've seen shittier episodes of The Walking Dead that were better than that episode.
That's pushing it there, dude. That's pushing it there. I completely disagree with you. Like, I love it because I enjoyed the series. Of course, it doesn't necessarily follow by the series, but it is a very good standalone episode, especially since, well, kind of standalone, because they've been talking about the fact that like all of these episodes are gonna have sequel episodes to them. But right. It was really good. It was good to see how things panned out and how things would be if that was to happen. So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the fuck out of that. Because I like seeing, that's one thing that I enjoy, because I enjoyed the comic. I liked what I saw in the comic. I was like, ooh, I like it. I wanted to see more of that. So seeing this, I was like, okay, I see where they're going. I see what they want to do. Let's see what else they do in the next episode, hopefully.
Truthfully, hands down, still, my favorite episode was episode 5 or 4, the Doctor Strange one.
That was a good one, too. Yeah, that was a real good one. Also, another really good one to me was this last one. The last one with what the fuck is his name? Killmonger.
It was
what if Killmonger, killed, saved,
Tony Stark.
That was a great fucking episode.
And so, like, with that, it was interesting seeing a different, I mean, we knew that there was going to be a different actor playing Tony.
Of course.
Sounds pretty good, honestly. Yeah. We knew there was, well, I figured there was going to be a different actress playing Pepper.
Yeah.
But, because Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't remember when she's in movies, apparently.
Of course not. Why would she remember that?
But the other one was somebody else voicing Obadiah. And there was a lot of like, well, why didn't he come back? And immediately I'm like, because he's fighting fucking cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like,
I mean, he posted that his tumor went from like the size of like a 9x12 to a marble. So he's
in that's remission. A good thing. That's a great thing, actually.
And he also, while he was fighting cancer, got fucking COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so talking about, immunocompromised. So, but the fact that like he was literally going through treatment for 2 different fucking major things. It's like, yes, I get it. You want the return of his iconic voice, but he's not going to show up
while
he's in fucking treatment.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But what they said they could have done. it's something that always comes to mind. It's like, with technology the way it is now, a lot of the things that they've been doing as of late is that the, well, what they've been working on is using old dialogues from these people and reformatting it to make something totally different.
Right. I mean, like, there was the there was a company about 3 weeks ago now, a month ago, that they gave Val Kilmer his voice back by recreating sounds from, like, clips of his movies and horror movies and shit.
Yeah, because you could do, you've done so hours and hours and hours of talking, kind of like the same way like we do here. Like, we could easily artificially make our voices into something else.
Do you want to have an AI episode of the show?
That would suck. Mm-hmm. It would suck even more than it does now.
The episode was good, and there's something that I watched on, it was either like New Rock Stars or Heavy Spoilers or one of the other things that they break down, and they noted that if you look carefully in the MCU in live action, Stark drinks less and less and less as the movies went on.
Oh yeah.
But in the episode, his pores went from small to full.
Yeah.
That at the spoiler alert, but like the ending of that episode where Killmonger kills Stark, he drops a full glass of fucking whiskey. You know, so like
he does. I did notice that.
One thing that I thought was cool when he said that one of the glasses that he was drinking was a Macallan 26. So Macallan Scotch, they have a bottle just recently sold from 1926 for like I think it was like close to $2 million.
Jesus Christ!
So that was like a $50,000 pour that like spilled.
Wow!
I know. Yeah, it was something or. Maybe more than 50,000, but whatever. But like,
right? It's a ridiculous amount of money. It's a
ridiculous amount of money for a thing.
Yeah.
Like the episode was cool. I liked that the robot was basically a Gundam.
Yeah, that was fucking dope. The fact that they called it out too.
Right.
The fact that they're like, oh yeah, you're basically creating a whole new Gundam. Yeah. Like a real life Gundam.
I think that's because Michael B. Jordan is a big fan of the anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it was sad to see Chadwick, though, as a ghost.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, where he visits his dad in the movie, you know, like, now we're seeing him, like, as a spirit. It was sad, I mean...
Well, for those that obviously it's a bit of a spoiler, but for those that haven't watched that episode, but this of course comes out in like 5 days and shit. But for those that don't know, in this episode, Killmonger pretty much kills T'Challa or whatever, or Black Panther.
Yeah,
he kills him because of course he's trying to find some vibranium and trying to get into Wakanda. Which leads us to him eventually becoming Black Panther, and then he goes into the heavenly realm or whatever, where in the movie we saw Black Panther meeting up with his ancestors and shit. So that's what happens in this one, in which Killmonger, now Black Panther, meets up with previous Black Panthers. And that includes the person that he just killed.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic. So it was a great tie-in.
It was. I'm curious to see how this series does. Like, what's left. But like, I don't know. I'm not enjoying it the way I have other Marvel series.
That's fair. I think it's probably just because they're so out there. And not only just that they're so out there, but they aren't a continuous story.
Right.
Each one is totally different. And I understand why somebody wouldn't get into it, because it is just like a little vignette of what could be.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the best thing that series has is Jeffrey Wright as Vision. As
oh, yeah, Roger. For sure. For sure.
Because, like, he just has that voice that just fits.
Yeah. Yeah. See, what I'm loving about it is the fact that it is technically an anthology series. Mm-hmm. Each episode, it's kind of like having one-shots of everything. And I love it. I used to love one-shots back in the day. And then having the one-shot and then the eventual annual like of the one-shot and shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking dope. It's like very, 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 very comic, which is what I enjoyed the fuck out of it. That's why. It's fun. And it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with the second half. Because right now we're at like the midpoint, the mid-season or whatever.
Yeah, we still have like four more, I think.
Yeah. Whatever. It's still a good amount of, and I am excited for the rest of it. What else is going on, Bri?
Not too much. I'm tired.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That's completely fair.
It's been a couple of early rises the last few days.
Yeah. It's been a lot of running around. Yeah. I know, because you got the children and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't really stay still, so you got to literally run around the whole time.
Pretty much. Like, I mean, like, Charlotte is, Charlotte is starting to, like, sprint.
Nice.
And Olivia was walking backward today. I'm like, okay, she's learning how to walk backward. This is new.
Nice. That's awesome. That's pretty badass, dude.
Yeah, it's something. They're really starting to be something.
Okay. That's a good way to put it. Like, yeah, it's something. It's something. Yeah. I just hope they don't, like, run into walls. Because now that they're sprinting and they're walking backwards, it's going to happen.
They actually run into each other. Which
okay, that's crazy. Even better.
Yeah.
That's even better.
They'll run and just purposely just, like, flying headbutt.
Nice. That's awesome. I like it.
That's like the constant, like, that's not how you go. You don't knock yourself out to go to sleep. You're not Goldberg.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, chillings.
Yeah, I mean, aside from that, I got nothing else. Just been stretching myself out super thin between, like, editing.
Mm-hmm.
Back to action figure reviewing. 11 months off was 11 months off is good, but you know, it's good to be back.
Yeah, of course.
Like, so yeah, wow.
It's been a day.
No, it's you. You're just so fucking boring.
I know. I can't help it. I just ooze boredom.
Yep.
It's fucking fantastic.
As you can tell, I'm still sitting in that wonderful chair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to have, it's good to be back on YouTube.
Hell yeah.
You know, so I got the Edge video up.
Yes.
With my brand new intro, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's pretty cool.
I updated my website.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of just, you know, I text you to the picture. So guys, you'll see it eventually. The Diamond Select Hawkeye figure from circa 2015 is going to be next.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's out of production. I'm going to tell you guys now.
Unfortunately.
Because we are talking 7 years ago. I didn't review it then.
But you're redoing it now, so why not? Why not?
Now,
right?
Yeah, I'm doing it now because I got inspired by that Hawkeye trailer. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What you got going on?
So we missed last week, so I guess to go back to then, it's been a crazy last couple weeks. Last week was my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday, I guess.
Yeah, happy birthday, I guess. Yeah. And being that it was my birthday last week, my parents decided to surprise me and show the fuck up down here. I was not expecting that at all. Because, of course...
Like, oh. You were like, oh, fuck. No, okay.
Kind of. I was kind of like, God, motherfucker. But yeah, yeah. I'm glad they showed up. I'm glad they came down.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the last time you saw them had to have been when you came down my wedding weekend.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly the last time I went up there. So it was the last time I saw them. Yeah. Yeah. Long time. Yeah. But it's cool to see them and interact with them. It's actually like the main reason was not just because of them, but also because they haven't seen the children like since ever. Like my mother got to see Harley when she was born, like when she had her first year, she came down for her first birthday or whatever. But she hasn't come down since. My dad never came down. But they both decided to come down, and they wanted to meet everybody. And it was cool. It was cool. Like, technically, it's still happening, because we're recording early, because I'm going to be doing the same thing again this weekend. But, yeah, dude, it's cool to see how they interact with my parents. Because, one, huge age difference, obviously. But, the language barrier. Because my parents, for the most part, they just speak Spanish. Like, they speak to me in Spanish literally all the time. Like, they barely ever speak English to me. Like, all they do is talk to me in Spanish, and I'm like, okay, and I'll translate for them and stuff like that. So when it came to the kids, like Ariana would look at me, and she'd my mom would be talking to her, and she'd look at me, and she'd be like, What is she saying? And then I'd translate for her. And she'd be like, oh, okay. And then she would tell her, because mom understands English for the most part. So she'll tell her, and she explains stuff to her. And then she'd be like, okay. And then my mom will answer back. And then I'll have to translate for her. So it's kind of like having a three-way conversation the entire time. Uh-huh. So it's fun. And then what kind of sucks is that, like, my parents are both in their 70s. So, like, they're old. And yeah. My dad walks super fucking slow, like, cause they both have like canes and shit.
Okay.
So my dad walks way slower than my mom, and my mom, of course, she had the cane too, but she walks a little bit faster, but she's able to walk around a little bit better. But my dad, he's the straggler.
So those canes are for show. They're really just to whoop your ass.
Yeah, pretty much. Like they went from having, you know, the flip flop at the sandal to getting that. Yeah. But it's cool, man. I'm enjoying spending time with them. Last weekend I rented a car last weekend. Then I was able to go get the kids with the car and everything, and then take them back, and then drive with everybody around everywhere. Nice. It was cool. It was real cool. One thing that I'm going to talk about in a little bit is my whole debacle with the fucking the car rental companies.
Oh God!
Oh, the car rental companies. They're fucking weird. First off, last week I was trying to rent for the run through Priceline. I was like, oh yeah, let me find the cheap one. I found a real cheap one. I was like, okay, let me do this one or whatever. Then I go to the airport, because I rented it through the airport. So I pick it up at the airport and then go around town and shit. The first company, they were like, you don't have a ticket or whatever, like a plane ticket? I was like, no, because I just came here to just get my rental and stuff. And they were like, no. If you're gonna do that, you're going to have to pay us $500 for a deposit, and you would also only be able to drive 100 miles a day, and you really can't do anything else. Like, literally, like, from here to the kids and back is literally 100 miles by itself.
So what do they do, track the mileage? And
I don't know. I don't know, but I guess if they would add everything up in the long run. Like, this is fucking dumb. Yeah. But yeah, the fact that I have, they were like, oh, you need to have proof of where you live and this and that. And I'm like, why the fuck do I need to give you so much shit? So I pretty much had to cancel that reservation. And I was like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? And then I was
Did they want your kids as down payment?
That's exactly what it sounded like. So I was like, fuck this, whatever. So I went from that one. I was like, okay, let me go see this other company or whatever. This other company that was like, they had a shuttle to the main office and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll go down there. I'll check it out. Because they were like, oh yeah, they don't really do much of an issue. They don't have really much issues and shit like that. So I got in the little shuttle, and the dude was like, yeah, you know, they do have a deposit, but the deposit it's kind of steep. I was like, okay, it can't be that bad. Turns out that deposit was like $700. On top of the rental, that was nuts. Like $300. I'm like, this fucking nuts. That's fucking insanely dumb. So I was like, yeah, no. Fuck that. Like, I heard, because I went into the place, and there was a person in front of me, and I heard them interacting with each other. And I was like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, okay, yeah, deuces. I just walked right back up. And I was like, yeah, I'm going back. I'm just going right back to the airport. And so he took me back, and I was like, yeah, let me check this other places over here. Because in the terminal, there's a whole terminal just for rentals. So, oh, yeah. Like, they'll have Budget and Avis and blah, 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 all the way straight down. And the last ones are, like, the real cheap ones or whatever.
Right. It's so, at every airport.
I don't usually rent a car from the airport. I don't usually rent a car, period.
Right. I mean, you had yours up until...
Right, until like a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was I spoke to Renee or whatever. He was like, yo, like, check out Avis or whatever. They don't usually do any type of anything. So, and he was like, Avis or like Enterprise or Budget or something like that. So I was like, all right, cool. So I'll check it. I checked out Avis. And I go to Avis, and that dude was like, okay, you got this, you got this, you got your ID, you got your money. All right, let's go. 15 minutes, I got my car.
It should not be a headache. It should be like what just happened.
It shouldn't be. So I used that, drove around for the weekend or whatever, took it back on Sunday. Then after I took it back, my parents were like, yo, like, we want to see them again before we leave, because they're still here, and they're here until the 20th. By the time this episode comes up, they'll be home. But, or on their way home, because I guess they're flying back, whatever, that day, on the 20th, which is Monday. So, fast forward to yesterday, which was Wednesday. I made another reservation. I was like, okay, cool. Went through Avis. I was like, okay, let me see what I can do, whatever. I go in. I go to the terminal. I speak to the person there. I was like, oh yeah, here's my ID. Here's my card and everything. He's like, oh yeah, do you have a ticket? I was like, for what? They're like, you need to fly. You need to fly to get a rental here. I was like, but I didn't do that last week. I literally just walked up, and I gave you my card and my money, and that was it. It was like, no, you need to have that or whatever. You need to have some type of ticket, or, you know, like, either arriving or leaving or whatever the fuck. You need to have a ticket before you get a rental car there. I was like, why? I literally did the same thing last week. And dude was like, no, we don't do that. It's company policy. We don't do that at all. I was like, what the fuck? Whatever. So I walked off, and I was like, let me see. Let me wait a minute. See if I see the person that, you know, hooked me up last week or whatever. Because apparently they hooked me up. I didn't see them, but I was like, the dude that basically shot me. Now I was like, oh yeah, he was leaving just as I was leaving too, as I was, you know, stepping aside and shit, because of course, you know, I went after work. Uh-huh. So he was leaving. I was like, okay, let me get back in line. I get back in line, and then this one dude, there are like three other dudes in front of me. So I'm waiting. And I get to the front, and I tell them, oh yeah, like I made a reservation. I need it for the day or whatever. Here's my card. Here's my ID. He was like, oh, it's a Florida ID, so I need a ticket. I was like, motherfucker. What the fuck?
Is it because Florida?
It could be, or it just could be the fact that like they don't want people that are. They want their rentals there just for travelers.
Okay.
Which is kind of understandable, but you don't fucking rent it one day and then not rent it the next day.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. And that's what I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, okay, let me see if I could just rent another car. But by the time I finished with this whole stupidity at the fucking airport, it was already 6 o'clock. So I was like, all the places closed outside of there at 6 o'clock. So I was like, fuck, I can't do anything today. So I can't do anything on Wednesday. So I have to sleep on it until the next day, until today, which is the day that we record, Thursday. And I called up Avis, because there are multiple Avis, obviously they're all over the fucking place. I called up and I spoke to a person. They were like, yo, if you book it online, we always overbook. So you might not get a card. You might not get a car. But I spoke to the person. I was like, listen, like, I really need a, you know, a rental or whatever. She was like, listen, like, call me back around noon and we'll see what's up, because we're supposed to be getting some stuff in. I was like, all right, bet. So I called around noon, mm-hmm. and they don't answer. I called back like 6 times around noon. They didn't answer. So I was like, fuck. So what I did, I was like, I told my manager this, and like, I really need to get this rental. So I left work and I went straight to the rental place. Obviously I took the bus, so it took me like an hour to get there.
Yeah.
I went there, I spoke to the person, I was like, listen, like, I made a reservation. I wanted to get it today. And the person was like, oh yeah, sure, no problem. She looked on my reservation, like, oh, what type of car you want? This one? Oh yeah, it's right there. She took out a key, bloop bloop, turned on the, like, with ease. And I was like, oh yeah, filled out all my information, took down everything, and I was out the door in 15 minutes. What the fuck?
Why'd they have to make it so difficult over the phone?
Yeah. Yeah, like, jeez, man. People, man, they make things so much more difficult than they really have to. But I get it, you know, it's their money or whatever, but yeah, I was able to get it all done and take care of it. So now I have a vehicle for the weekend. Yay. So
the fact that you had to go through all these hoops.
Yeah. All these like why? Why do I have to go through so many fucking hoops and shit? I don't get it, but I'm cool. Whatever. I'm alive. Things are cool. Things are positive, because yesterday I was in a very sour mood. Because I was also looking at other places that were renting, and it was like, I would look at Enterprise was like, oh yeah, it's going to be like $400. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. For Avis, through Priceline, it came up to like $115 for like 2 days, for 3 days. So I'll take that. Yeah, so that's the most excitement for the weekend or whatever, and the week. As for shit that I've been watching, because of course we watch shit, because we get bored sometimes. One of the things that I watched a couple weeks ago that we didn't speak on the show, something that I got you to watch, Brian, was Don't Breathe 2.
Yeah, that was a weird movie.
It was fucking awesome. Well, I enjoyed the first one. Stephen Lang, a blind dude. People go in and try to fuck him up. Because, of course, that's what you do with old people, right? You just fuck up old people. Mm-hmm. For old blind people on top of that.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, fucking great.
In the first one, all he wanted to do was just be.
Yeah.
And then these, like, asshole kids try to rob him.
Yeah.
And so that was interesting.
The interesting part is that, like, he doesn't just want to be, because he's doing some shady shit down below too.
Right. I mean, the fact that, like, he had the girl chained
in the basement. Yeah.
And was, like, he impregnated her, but without raping her, just like, well, it's still technically, but, like, he just inserted,
mm-hmm.
like you would, like, cattle.
Yeah.
So that was weird.
but still a good movie, besides the weirdness.
Yeah. Define good. It was interesting.
It's fun. It's a fun watch.
It's the most mindless movie I've seen in a long time.
It can't be more mindless than fucking Fast and the Furious, dude.
All right, yeah. I mean, they're basically superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, I just saw that there's a Fast 9 director's cut. I'm like, how much more?
How much more dumbness do you need?
Right. but I'm intrigued and I want to watch it. But then Don't Breathe 2, where, like, now he's like a nice guy, sort of.
Well, because he kind of sees his ways in the first one. He's like, yeah, I don't really want to be this weird dude. Because, you know, girls are nice, and I got to be nice to them, too, at the same time. People are cool.
You know they're probably going to do a third one.
Right.
Because he's not dead.
Yeah.
We all thought he was dead in the first one, but, like,
right.
He was, like, moving his fingers and the dog was licking them. So I'm like,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
He'll be back.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool. I enjoyed the shit out of this movie. The fact that, like, this one, of course, he's redeeming his ways, in which, you know, he's not being an asshole because he's actually taking care of a little girl that he found.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking care of her like she's his own.
Yeah.
And because her parents don't know where her parents are. And then we eventually wind up seeing that her parents are shit ass parents.
Oh yeah.
They're awful. They're the fucking worst.
They were beyond awful.
Yeah. They were shit ass parents, dude. I really, really despise those parents. Especially to the point that, like, in the movie, of course, yes, that's about it a little bit. The fact that they're trying to fucking, take her blood or some shit? Take her heart? Or no, her brain. They're trying to take out her fucking brain?
No, it was her heart. They were trying to give her heart to her mom.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
Because the mom is the cook for meth.
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ, dude. Fucking what the fuck? How do you try to take a child's heart to give it to the to a meth head mom? Right. That's in a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah, that was a bit much.
Yeah, it was crazy, dude. It's a crazy fucking movie.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I loved it. Stephen Lang is fucking great.
Yeah, I mean, for me, he'll always be Party Boy.
Yeah.
From The Hard Way with Michael J. Fox and James.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But no.
I love it.
He's just fantastic because he just plays that type real well.
Yeah, he's fucking good.
Yeah.
He's fucking real good.
That's why, like, when there was that strong push for him to be Cable in Deadpool.
Dude, it would have been great.
Josh Brolin was fantastic, but Stephen Lang was just far better the choice for looks, yeah, and everything, but
yeah,
they gave it
to non-makeup made up Thanos
basically.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not against it either. Like, no, I enjoyed it.
Again, Josh Brolin was great as Cable, but Stephen Lang would have been leagues better.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Leagues better. Yeah. Then some other things that I watched. I watched a few more things, of course. I started watching a show on Hulu called Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, right, yeah. I forgot. I've been watching that, too. It got renewed for season two. I'm so
excited. That show is so fun.
We watched the first four episodes that were up. And I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah. It's a crazy fucking story.
That and, like, I gotta say, Selena Gomez is really good in this.
Yeah, dude. She's good.
And I like her character, like her character backstory and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Yeah.
They've been friends for fucking generations.
For decades.
Yeah. And, like, think about everything they've worked in together. I mean, mm-hmm. Three Amigos, The Two Father of the Brides, they've done comedy specials together.
Yep.
The list is forever.
Yeah.
And so seeing that they're both in the show, that they, I want to say they created it or they helped create it.
Oh, well, yeah. I think they're one of the writers or a couple of the writers and stuff or producers in it as well.
But, like, it's just it's so fucking good.
Yeah. It's fucking great.
And
you gotta call it like it is. It's Steve Martin Short.
Yes, Steve Martin Short. One person.
Yeah.
One person with split personality.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Steve Martin Short. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah. But it's just it's original because it's taking something that's been done but turned it into its own thing. So you can't say it's a reboot or a retool. No. It's its own thing.
Yeah, it's its own little story because it's about this murder that happens in this building in Manhattan. Of course, you know, some people are like, oh yeah, Manhattan has all the time.
Right.
But the fact that, like, people in that building, they're all listening to murder podcasts and they're all trying to figure out what happened. And it's fucking good. Because they all, at the one point, they're like, oh, yeah, let's start our own podcast and we'll try to figure out this murder or whatever.
And, like, the amount of, like, guest actors that show up in that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
dude, the fact that they were trying to pin it on Sting is fucking great.
yeah, that was dope. By, like, and they, but, I mean, you got Tina Fey.
Yep.
Who's the. She's the voice of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we had Nathan Lane.
Yep.
Which, he's just a classic. But, like, oh, man. Yeah, that...
it's good.
I was hoping, like, all the episodes were up at once, and then I was like...
Yeah, no, it's one of those weeklies. Yeah.
I was like, no, because this show's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's really fucking good. I was kind of worried about it. Cause I was like, I'm not a big fan of Selena Gomez, but of course, you know, I was talking about musical Selena Gomez. Like, I don't really remember seeing her do anything outside of, you know, movies.
I saw like Disney, yeah.
Right, yeah. But then I remembered she did a movie with Ethan Hawke a couple years ago, and that movie was pretty good.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of it.
But
the movie was pretty good. I enjoyed that movie.
And. The series is just fucking dope.
Yeah, it's fucking dead. It's fucking dope. I enjoy the shit out of it. And then another series that I've been watching that I'm like completely hooked onto is Reservation Dogs on Hulu as well. It's also an FX show.
I've been meaning to watch that because it's Taika's behind it. And
yeah.
It's one of those that also got picked up for a second season.
Yes, it did.
So it's on my list of shows to watch. I mean, I have
it's a really good show. For those that don't know, Reservation Dogs basically follows a group of teens that live on a reservation in Oklahoma, out of all places, and they're dying to get out of there because, of course, one of their best friends pretty much died on the reservation. Because of shit that happened on the reservation.
Okay.
And they're like, yo, let's get out of here. Let's do whatever we got to do to get the fuck out of here. So, in a way, they're kind of known as like the badasses of town. And then these other group of kids that tends to be a little bit more badass come to town, and it's just for what it is, people, it's a comedy. It's not just it's not a gangster show. It's pretty funny, and it has a lot of heart. And like, and what's cool about it is that it basically gives you a whole look into the native lifestyle, because that's not something that we don't usually see.
Is the whole cast Native American?
Yes, for the most part. I think there's one character called White Mike. it's White Mike or White Steve or something like that. But yeah. But for the most part, they're mostly white. They're mostly natives.
Nice.
It's fucking good. It's a really good fucking show, and I think in the latest episode, Bill Burr's in it.
He just shows up.
Yeah, he just randomly shows up in places, but it's really good. It's really, really good. It's funny as fuck. Like, if you've watched Atlanta, it's the same kind of feel of Atlanta.
Like dark comedy.
Yeah, it's a dark comedy, but it's good dark comedy. Like I enjoy the fuck out of it. There's one of the scenes in the first episode that I fucking love, is because of course you got the reservation dogs pretty much. They're walking down the street and they kind of like they see this car drive by, which are the their rivals or whatever at the moment. They're driving by, and as they walk, it kind of goes into slow motion, and you see the windows go down as they're driving, and they pull out guns. And it turns out that they're paintball guns. So they start shooting them with a paint. They have a drive-by paintball gunshot.
That's great.
Fucking great. Because they all start acting like they got really shot for real. And then one of them gets shot in the head. Like, God. I got shot in the head. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Nice.
It's really fucking good. It's a really, really good show. So, like, I highly suggest watching Reservation Dogs. It's really good. It's really fun. And there's some pretty cool things in it. Like, you're not gonna see boobies and shit because of course they got a bunch of kids in it. But but it's a good show. It's a good show. And it kind of makes me want to go to a reservation. Kinda, not really, but still fun. I enjoy the shit out of it.
So one other thing that I've been into, and I know you're into it. Are you caught up on Heels?
No, I haven't seen the last two episodes yet.
Oh my god, you're killing me, Smalls.
Yes, like, I know. But dude, that is a really good fucking show.
Like, it's just so deep.
Yeah.
And it's honestly one of the best written shows in the last little while.
What's good about the show is it's a show about wrestling that isn't necessarily about wrestling.
Right. The wrestling is the base, but that shows you their lives outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're regular dudes that they run, they have families, they have jobs.
Yep.
You know, like everybody knows them in the town. Like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fucking good and so original of a concept.
It's very well done. Yeah.
And one of the breakout stars on that series, though, I mean, can't even say not a breakout star because he's been around like for forever. But Chris Bauer, Chris he's Bauer, fucking good. Blanking on his character, fucking Wild Bill.
Yeah, dude, the episode where he's fucking when he records himself with his nuts out and shit.
Yeah,
like
oh, they play more into that.
Yeah, so nice. Nice, because because at this point he's like an old washed up wrestler that has his own promotion.
Yeah,
and it's fucking nuts.
Yeah, God, he's fucking great.
Yeah, it's really fucking good.
Like anything he's in is good. I mean, I remember of course one of the biggest shows he was on was True Blood for the entire 5-season run.
Yeah.
He was the sheriff, Mm-hmm. But like Wild Bill Hitchcock.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so fucking He's awesome. Great.
Fucking good. So definitely check out Heels.
Check out Heels. Stephen Amell posted something live on Facebook earlier that like the first three episodes are coming to YouTube for free.
Ooh.
So I think he said YouTube, Facebook, and the Stars app or something like that. Like
right.
They're just like gonna promote the show, like put the first three episodes up. So you like
hey, that's a good way to do it. That's a good way to get more eyes on the show.
Yeah, especially because that show, we're, what are we, like five episodes in now?
Yeah, give or take. Because I think I haven't seen four and five.
Yeah, so, and Stars shows are usually like a 12-episode season or something like that.
Give or take. I think they're actually like about, it could be either 10 or 12.
Okay. Yeah. But either way, it's like, now that we're like almost at the halfway point of the season...
Yeah,
you know, this is where the in any series, like this is where the show starts like becoming its own.
Yep.
Yeah. Check out Heels.
But I honestly think it's been pretty much on its way since like probably the second episode.
Oh yeah.
Because a lot of the characters, there's a lot of character building in those first couple episodes.
There is. It's one of those shows where it didn't take forever to build your characters.
Yeah.
And not just the main stars, right? Not just Jack and Ace, but like every character, depending on how big or small their role is on the show, you see like an almost immediate build.
Yep.
And where they go from there, it's just oh, it's so fucking good.
It's definitely good. Definitely check it out. It's definitely worth the watch, and it may want you to watch wrestling if you don't watch wrestling.
Yeah,
because you it's kind of like seeing a real life, a scripted version of like Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah,
it basically gives you a whole behind the scenes look at what wrestling is about, without actually knowing what wrestling is.
Yeah,
because for those that don't watch wrestling, a good way to introduce them into wrestling is to see the Dark Side of the Ring, because of course, you know, everybody's like, oh yeah, it's all fake. It's all... Watch this. And you'll see that it's not really fake. It's predetermined fake stuff.
Yeah, where actual injury can happen.
Injury, and not just injury, but like a lot of the behind the scenes stuff isn't fake.
Right,
because there's a lot of shit that we don't know. That's pretty rough. A lot of the stuff that they've mentioned on Dark Side of the Ring is fucking nuts. So definitely give both of these things a shot. Like, I wasn't trying to, you know, put over fucking Dark Side of the Ring, but Heels is dope, and it has the same type of feel if you wanna venture into something that has to do with wrestling that isn't necessarily wrestling.
Right.
Kinda. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say, damn it.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. That pretty much wraps it up for the shit that we've been doing this last couple of weeks. We've taken just about an hour of just that. But it's time to get into some geek shit. Regular geek shit. This week we got a whole bunch of shit. Because there's one thing that I actually forgot to put on the notes as well. We'll be talking about that a little bit later, too. Because that shit is pretty fucking dope. So, first thing that came up this week. Something that I thought was pretty interesting. Because, like, we've seen Hayley Atwell this week on... This last couple of weeks on a fucking...
On What If.
On What If. But we also got news that she will be playing Lara Croft in the Netflix anime series. And that's going to be fucking dope.
That's dope.
That's gonna be fucking awesome. Because first off, like, I fucking love did I say Resident Evil? Tomb Raider. Jesus Christ, dude! What the fuck? Yeah, Tomb Raider. She's gonna play Lara Croft in Resident Evil. Jesus, that doesn't sound bad either. But
that'd be some crossover.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good crossover because she's got a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
Hayley Atwell is going to be playing Lara Croft in the Tomb Raider animated series, anime series for Netflix. And that's going to be fucking cool. Yeah. I'm excited for it. I want this now.
It was just announced. You got to wait.
I know. We got to wait like another year or so. But still, it looks fucking cool. It sounds cool. I've always enjoyed the Tomb Raider series. I actually enjoyed the fuck out of the one that came out for the PS4 a couple years ago. It's fucking good. It's fucking good. Like, I've always enjoyed Tomb Raider shit. What I loved about the latest one that I played was the one that she's... Actually, no, it's for the Xbox or whatever. But how she gets impaled so fucking much when you try not to die, but she dies, and she just falls into like she's going down the rapids or whatever, and she just gets impaled on a rock. Fucking insanely good, fucking graphics, dude. or if one dude just comes around and just like stabs her in the neck. What? Yeah. Some of this shit is fucking insane, dude. But it's really good. It's really good fucking animation shit for a cartoon, for a video game. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with the anime series. Especially that's coming for Netflix. There's a lot of cool shit coming to Netflix. So give me more. Give me more. Another thing that I am actually super fucking excited for. I've been a fan of fucking Twins since I was a young child. Because, of course, Twins came out, 30 years ago almost?
At least.
Yeah. But we finally got word. Something that actually has been in talks since Eddie Murphy was still doing a bunch of shit back in the day. Mm-hmm. We got word that there is a sequel coming out for Twins called Triple, and the third that is going to be added to this is Tracy Morgan.
That's bizarre.
Tracy Morgan's gonna get everybody pregnant. Dude, I fucking love Tracy Morgan. Yes, he's a fucking weirdo, but like I've always loved fucking Tracy Morgan. He's actually one of my first times that I actually went to go see a comedy show, he was at the show.
Nice.
At the New York Comedy Club. I remember coming out of the show and I remember seeing Tracy Morgan sitting outside on like a fancy car. I don't know if it was his car or was a fucking or a rental or whatever the fuck it was, but it was really fucking nice. But he was sitting on it and I was like, oh shit, Tracy Morgan's fucking Dominican Lou. Because remember he played Dominican Lou on SNL. And I was like, yo, Dominican Lou. He was like, yo, what up? I was like, yo, you're fucking awesome. He's like, oh, yeah, thank you. Like, yeah, and I just walked off or whatever. because that was for like my fucking like 19th or 20th birthday or whatever. A bazillion fucking years ago.
Right.
But yeah, dude, the fact that Tracy Morgan is going to be playing one of the twins, it's going to be fucking awesome. But what's even awesomer about this, yes, I said fucking awesomer. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito are both in it, still.
Yeah.
And not only is that, but the person that's behind all of this is Ivan Reitman, that is recently doing Ghostbusters Afterlife. I'm excited for that too.
Do you mean Jason Reitman?
Yeah, that guy. Same difference.
Sort of. I mean.
Yeah. No, it's Ivan Reitman, dude.
Jason Reitman's doing Ghostbusters.
Is it? Whatever. You know what I'm fucking talking about. For this one is Ivan Reitman that's directing it.
No shit.
For Triplets. Yeah. He's directing Triplets. And I'm excited for it. And Danny DeVito and Arnold, they're both fucking into this. The fact that they're both deciding to do this at the same time, it makes me happy because, of course, you know, it's not a money grab for both of them because they both have fucking successful fucking careers.
Oh, yeah.
They're not like fucking broke as fuck. Tracy Morgan isn't broke as fuck because Tracy Morgan has his own show, The Last OG, on fucking TBS or some shit. Danny DeVito still has fucking Always Sunny. Arnold is fucking Arnold.
on the IMDb, it also has Eddie Murphy on here.
Even better.
So that's interesting. It's Julius and Vincent are back, and then it says Tracy Morgan and Eddie Murphy, and that's interesting.
That is very interesting. So it could be that fucking Tracy Morgan is Eddie Murphy's kid. Even though
that makes zero sense.
Yeah, it makes zero sense. Or it could be that he's actually like the fourth. I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there.
What I did see on that though is one of the screenwriters for the movie is actually Josh Gad.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So you know it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Oh well. Good for what it.
Right. No, but the reason I'm excited for it is because the original cast is in this. Like the original two are in this. It's you know, they must have seen something in this that made them want to do this again. Because of course, like I said, it's not a money grab for them. It's not like, oh yeah, just give me money, I want to do this. It's the fact that like they do have some type of, you know, thought processes, and it works. I'm down for this shit, dude. Give it to me. I want this soon. but of course, that is not going to be out for another couple of years.
Right.
But who knows? Right? Who knows? There's some other super fucking awesome news. Something that I'm super excited for. I've played this game since I was a fucking... Well, when I was a child. Or when I was a younger Steve. Twisted Metal, something that we actually spoke about a few months ago, I'm going to say, because I remember we did speak about Twisted Metal actually getting some type of live action or something. It's in the works, right? So Twisted Metal, coming from Sony Pictures, will be starring and produced by Anthony Mackie. Yeah. Captain Falcon will be John Doe in Twisted Metal. That's fucking cool. I like it. I fucking loved Twisted Metal back in the day. Like the fact that it was a super fun game.
I don't know. I was never a fan.
Why? Why weren't you a fan?
I don't know. I just found the game fucking stupid.
What? It was a stupid game. It was fun though. It was fun to just fucking just explode shit as you're driving. It's fucking good. I get it. You don't get it, Brian. But it was fun. It was something that I couldn't do myself. So why the fuck not, right? But yeah, Twisted Metal is gonna be fucking dope. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see Anthony Mackie play something that isn't necessarily a superhero at this moment. Because
right.
Seems to be what he's been pretty much typecasting in a bunch of shit recently.
Well, not really Altered Carbon.
Yeah, I guess. I haven't watched that either.
It was good. It's a shame that series got canceled. But I think I think that was a COVID cancellation.
Possibly.
You know, like when... Every streaming platform was like, oh, pandemic, and they just dropped everything.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
But they claimed ratings, but I'm like, the season was good.
Yeah, just like fucking Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, it costs too much money, motherfucker. Just go to a fucking swamp. It ain't that fucking expensive. like, there's plenty of it over here.
Like that. That's why, like, I'm sort of happy that there's a, what you call it? I'm sort of happy that Titans got picked up by HBO.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's a show that could, that's a show that easily could have been canceled because nobody knows it.
Yeah.
Even though it's so fucking good.
Yeah. What I like about it is that, especially now that it's on on HBO is the fact that HBO is Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers has a bunch of other stations as well, like TNT. Mm-hmm. So it like right now, TNT is playing season one of Titans. So yes. If you didn't get to see it then, you get to see it on TNT now. It is fucking dope, dude. It is a great fucking show to get into. And I like it. I haven't watched the last couple of episodes. I'm sad that I haven't yet.
I'm caught up. It's been really good.
Yeah. It's fucking great. It's a really good fucking show. I really need to watch it.
And I like that with Titans, like, nobody's really, like, a known actor.
Yeah. That's what I love about it. The fact that you don't have to worry about, like, oh, yeah, nothing. Nobody's...
Right. They've all had, like, bit parts in other shows and whatnot, mm-hmm. but, like, nothing really notable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I love about it. The only person I think that has the biggest notoriety, you told me, is a dude from fucking, from Mad Men, who plays,
Jonathan Crane.
Yeah. Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been really good.
Yeah.
You said you hadn't watched, but, like, he gets better.
Okay.
Like, he's not just the inmate that smokes weed all the time.
Yeah, of course. He's very notorious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get it. Because that's his character. He always has, like, you know, a plan for something.
Yeah.
Speaking of things in the DC universe and on HBO Max that have plans, is we all know that we're getting the Batman soon. But there are already plans for a spinoff of the Batman. And the spinoff will be following the Penguin. Should be interesting.
And is it going to be Colin Farrell?
They don't necessarily know who there's going to be. If it's going to be that version of the Penguin, or if it's going to be an older version of the Penguin, following, like, kind of the Danny DeVito role, or if it's going to be, like, a younger version, or how they're going to do it.
If it's a younger version of Penguin, I say you got to give it to the kid who played him in Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like his portrayal of Penguin, or as Cobblepot in the five seasons of Gotham,
fucking fantastic, dude.
But because Gotham had that interesting way of showing things, and it was still Fox,
mm-hmm.
like, you could do more with that show if it was, or with any character off that show, if it was on HBO. And so, considering that they have all the love for DC right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Like, I'm excited.
I'm excited for it, too.
Especially the backstory of Cobblepot is really intriguing on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
depending on which actor you get to play him, whether it be somebody new or somebody from the past, that's going to be great.
Yeah. Robin Taylor Lord would be awesome. Oh, yeah. Robin Lord Taylor. That's his name. Yeah.
Because, like, he was, like, between him and Enigma, they were, like, the breakout stars in that series.
Mm-hmm. They really were.
You know? And, like, the whole, like, them teaming up all the time but wanted to kill each other at the same time was just the bad guy version of a buddy cop.
Yep. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it was a bad guy version of, like, buddy cop. Yeah. And it was so well acted and written.
It was bad cop, badder cop.
Yeah. But here's the thing. And with Gotham, I feel like Gotham ended too quick. I feel like you needed one more episode.
Because, like, yeah.
They're all on a rooftop. And, oh, hey, look, there's Bruce. He's back, but he's wearing a cape.
Yeah.
Like, that's really all that was.
Because, essentially, the show wasn't about Batman.
Right. It was about Gotham.
Yes. It was about Gotham and, you know, what leads is, what essentially would lead into Batman. But right, cause it was wasn't basically,
because
about...
he was basically, well, I'm sorry, not he, but the show was basically Zero Year.
Yeah.
It was like the rise of, really the rise of Jim Gordon.
Yeah, what exactly it was supposed to be was basically following Gotham PD, period.
Yeah.
But it led into everything else because, of course, you know, you need to have all these other characters in Gotham, not just, you know, Gotham PD. You know, nobody gives a fuck about just the fucking police department. Nobody wants to see all that shit. You have to have all these other characters that, especially when you're trying to build a show that essentially would have something to do with Batman in the long run.
Yeah. One other good thing about Gotham was that, well, a fun fact. The actor who played Alfred,
mm-hmm.
his dad was one of the doctors.
Yeah. Like
the original incarnation of Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was like, was he like
the fourth? I think it was.
I think it was the fourth. But I think that's pretty fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
It's
fucking awesome.
So yeah, I'm curious to see what they go with Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah, you know, I want to see. I want to see what they're gonna do with it.
Because that's something we don't have to have any, like, vigilante in the series. You can mm-hmm. just do Penguin and his rise to power and just LA or GCPD, like, going after him and shit.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Let's see what they do.
Yep. That would be awesome. I'm super excited. He was actually the third Doctor. John Pertwee okay. was the third Doctor.
Yeah, okay. But still, I mean, it's pretty dope that, like,
yeah. It's fucking good. Uh-huh. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with Gotham. I want to see more. Not with Gotham, but with Penguin. Because, of course, I want to see the movie, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm excited about the movie.
Yeah. We haven't really seen much other than, you know, the first trailer we got. And I think, did we get, like another trailer or not yet?
No, not yet. Nothing.
Okay.
It was at one of those, like, CinemaCon or something like that.
Right. And
they spoke about what they saw.
Okay. They didn't
show anything yet.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be doing, we spoke about it last time for a Fan Expo or whatever, or Fandom, DC Fandom.
Right. Yeah,
in the next couple weeks. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. That's in the next few weeks. That's in October. That's getting away from the DC shit. Something that we also did get this week that's super fucking exciting. That I thought was pretty dope. I know you thought it was pretty dope because you kind of gaga'd over it.
I watched the trailer
quite a bit. Yeah. So the trailer we're talking about is the Hawkeye trailer. It was fucking dope. It was really fucking cool. The only thing I have to say about it that I wasn't a fan of is that it's very dark. Not necessarily dark as far as, like, a dark story, but visually dark as fuck.
Well, that's just the first trailer, too.
Yeah. I get it. It is the first trailer. But the fact that, this is the character that has the least powers for it to take so fucking long to actually do something with it.
Right, because ever since we first saw Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye, we're going, 10 years now.
Uh-huh.
Right? His first appearance was in Thor.
Yep.
So ever since his first appearance as Hawkeye, and then seeing what they do with the character over a couple of films, I'm like, okay, we need this standalone series.
Yep.
Or a standalone movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we didn't think series at the time. Because we didn't know Disney Plus and everything was going to be a thing. And so...
Absolutely.
I always wanted a standalone story because... Mm-hmm. I fucking love My Life as a Weapon. They kind of played it off in the trailer too, where he's falling out of 30 Rock.
Yep.
Like, it's the whole, like, he's captured, he's in the chair, tied up. He does the thing, like, trying to get the chair, rocks back and forth, falls out the window of a fucking ridiculously tall building, going, oh, well, I guess this is... Oh, hey, S.H.I.E.L.D. Because they're always watching him.
Yeah.
One cool little factor. If you want to talk, like, continuity, if you look in the trailer, he has his tattoo sleeve.
Yep.
He got that in Endgame?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because this pretty much follows after Endgame.
Right.
Yeah, because he's already post fucking doing the Ronin stuff,
Right, Ronan, he's retired.
Yeah.
And then, interesting fact, the actress playing his daughter, who was also the daughter in Endgame, or yeah, it was Endgame when she does.
Yep.
Is Anthony Russo's daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, and if you look, she looks just like her dad.
Okay.
So, you got that. Another cool factor in the trailer, if you look carefully, Hawkeye has his hearing aid, because Hawkeye's like 80%
deaf. I did not notice that. That's something that I never really thought about it throughout the entire MCU.
And something that was brought to my attention about the trailer was that it's most likely that he went deaf in Infinity War or Endgame. No, it was Endgame with Boromir with the fucking explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the fact that they did it right where he has his hearing aid, which I think is fucking a dope little...
It's about time. It's about time, because that's one thing that kind of threw me off of the character from the beginning. I'm like, oh, like, why is he not fucking deaf?
Yeah. I like that it's Christmas-themed. We haven't seen Christmas since Shane Black directed Iron Man 3.
We haven't seen Christmas.
Yeah, because Iron Man 3 was a Christmas movie.
That was Iron Man 3?
Yeah. So.
I drew a blank for that. I don't remember that at all.
I personally like Iron Man 3, but not because it's an Iron Man film, just because it's a good, like, standalone film.
For me to poop on.
Yeah, so, like, it looks like Ronan's retired, but. Kate Bishop is the new Ronin.
Yeah. And
that's how they're going to like meet up, whatever. It's going to be interesting to see how Florence Pugh comes into this. Because if you remember ending of Black Widow, Julia Louis-Dreyfus shows a picture of Hawkeye, who's in the Ronin outfit.
Yep. Yep. Very exciting. Very exciting.
There's a lot going on with that trailer. I've been watching the trailer a lot, trying to pick things up. I've been watching breakdowns of the trailer, see what they got.
Yeah. One thing about the trailer, not just about the trailer, but about what we didn't see in the trailer is what's basically been bothering the internet is the fact that like the possibilities of Kingpin.
Yeah.
Huge possibility of Kingpin. Because he was saying something about it this week, too. I don't remember exactly what he said, but...
He's been liking all the tweets about it, but denying that he's in it.
Of course.
Because you have to. You figure they sign non-disclosures.
Yeah.
But there's so many different factors in that trailer that can bring Kingpin into the MCU, into the true MCU.
Yeah.
But what I thought was a pretty cool feature in the trailer was that, you see the tracksuit mafia.
Yeah.
And somebody that's like clearly Ivan.
Yeah. But so cool.
They better do it right where they constantly say bro.
Oh, that would be so good. I would hope so.
They probably will. They probably will, because that shows, you know, like, I don't know who's writing it, but, like, you figure they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they of course they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So, like, I'm excited. It drops November 24th.
Yep.
Which is great, because it'll be... It's
just before Christmas, yep.
Yeah. It's not like a Christmas movie that comes out in July.
Right, exactly.
You know, so like it's gonna be cool to have like a show that falls into the holiday season.
Yep.
Another cool factor, this is where you could actually bring in Kingpin. There's that, and this is also based off the comic too. It's like, there's the scene where he's wearing like a tux and she's in a purple dress. It's when they went to go like investigate some party in the book. It's been a long time since I read the story, but like, you could bring Kingpin in that.
There are so many ways to bring Kingpin into this.
Oh, man. I'm super fucking stoked about this show. I can't wait to see what they do. And who knows? This could be, like, the best live-action series that we got out of all of them.
We could hope so. You'd hope so.
We could hope so. Yeah. It's just gonna be so fun.
I want it.
I need it. I need this in my life. Yeah. I've been waiting so long.
Yeah. Waiting so long. Then some other shit that we've been waiting a long time for. Something that, you know, I didn't put into the notes. But the fucking Matrix.
Right.
The fucking Matrix, dude.
The trailer looks dope. It's interesting that he looks like John Wick.
Yeah. But I do like the fact that they in the trailer, which of course is going to happen in the movie, but they technically rebooted both of them. They rebooted fucking Neo and fucking Trinity.
Yeah.
So they both don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right, and the fact that we have Morpheus, but it's not Morpheus.
Yes, it's a younger version of Morpheus.
Yeah. And played by Yahya Abdul Mateen, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Who was he was Black Manta in Aquaman.
Yeah.
But like, he looks dope as younger.
Fucking awesome.
I'm curious to know why they went that route. But I guess
I'm pretty sure it's because fucking Larry Fishburne don't want to do it.
He was actually shocked that they didn't reach out to him.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it could just be they wanted to go a younger because that's the way the story's going.
Right. Because, yeah, they're bringing everybody else that's pretty fucking young and shit, other than fucking...
Right. The girl from Iron Fist is actually...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Blanking on who's playing... like who's playing the rumor is like she's like either gonna be the new Oracle or it could be Sati, the young girl. Pura Chanka. Blank, I'm totally butchering her name right now. The one that's like married to a Jonas brother.
I don't know who's married to the Jonas brothers.
Anyway, so yeah, so she's in it. I'm curious, because, like, I love that... Oh, yeah, we got fucking Neil Patrick Harris in this movie.
Yeah, dude.
And then my personal favorite toward the end of the trailer is fucking Jonathan Groff.
Yeah, dude. It looks fucking awesome.
Where I love that he's like, I'm having dreams that aren't dreams.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm excited. And the cool thing about it, well, I don't know if you knew, or you probably remember, but John Wick 4 and Matrix 4 were supposed to open the same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been like a couple of months ago.
Yep.
But unfortunately, due to the pandemic,
that changed. Of course.
One of the cool things about the Matrix release date is that it's 12/22/21.
Really?
So it's a palindrome.
Yeah, I like it.
The fact that they did that, I was watching a breakdown on that too. There's like nods to a bunch of like older like Wachowski films.
Of course.
In fact, the massage parlor from Bound
is
shown in there.
Nice.
Which was their first film. So yeah, I'm excited. I didn't think we needed another Matrix.
I didn't think so either. Especially since the last two were pretty much unnecessary.
Right. The first one's a movie of its own.
Yep.
The second one had a lot of great moments.
Yes.
but the third one had moments.
Yeah. A lot of what the fuck moments.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. I guess we needed this. Not really.
Yeah. And but... I just looked on the IMDb and Christina Ricci's in this.
That's right, I heard she is.
Yes, Christina Ricci's in it. Priyanka Chopra is in this.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, she's the one that's married to the Jonas dude.
Yeah.
Because her last name is Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Yeah.
Whatever. Jada Pickett's back in this again.
Interesting.
Yeah. Has Niobe, which she's reprising her role in this, of course. Chris Reed. Doesn't say anything about Agent Smith, which is kind of...
You don't expect Hugo Weaving to be in this.
He don't want to do shit anymore.
No.
He's like, fuck everything, fuck everyone.
Pretty much.
There's a lot of SWAT in this. Yeah. Yeah, but it looks fucking cool. I'm excited to see this shit. Especially since... the last couple of Matrix movies had a real hard time with CGI. It was way ahead of its time for trying to do CGI, because even back then, the CGI in theaters looked like absolute dog shit.
Yep.
Especially the scene where Neo is just fighting all the Agent Smiths at the time.
Oh.
Like, what the fuck? How is that supposed to look good?
Yeah.
It didn't look good at all.
Was that... did you say the second one or the third one?
Whichever one it was. That like, a bazillion of them start coming at him and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess that probably was the second one. But in the third one, when they had the fucking... What was the orgy and the fucking... In the middle of the fucking planet and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I get it, you know, good orgy is fun, but like,
it was a lot of unnecessary.
Yeah, like this, we don't need it.
No,
don't need it. Yeah, but I like how the girl from Iron Fist, Jessica Henwick, her character's name is Bugs.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Bugs Bunny. Going into the rabbit hole.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense because she's the new rabbit tattoo.
Yeah.
Follow the rabbit.
It. Yep. I like it. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with the Matrix. What is it? Resurrection?
Resurrections.
Yes, Resurrections. I like it. I want it. I want it now. But that one's coming for Christmas. So I'm excited for Christmas this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Go to innercitygeeks.net. We got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We have Brian 2J Presents. We posted the first episode. Well, the first episode. The latest episode. Yeah. The latest episode of the toys, where he spoke about the Mattel Edge. Yeah. Pretty dope. Very cool shit. Very cool. Very cool fricker. Yeah. Go check that shit out. Also, we got It's Poppin', Coming to the World Manga Time Anime World, and I beat Mario this week in Fantasy Football. So, yeah, it's fucking dope. I slaughtered him. It's fucking great. It's
dope.
Then we have Good Games, the ICDPW Slamcast. What else was it? Turntable, First Watch. So much fucking shit on there. But yeah, go check all that shit out. So much other shit. So much fun shit. The InterCityGate webcomic, which should be coming back sometime or so, maybe. Eventually. Down the line sometime. Yeah, so we got all that shit. Then check out the places that we got on the websites. Of course, we got SoSick Clothing Company. We got some pretty cool shirts and hats and stuff. Then you type in ICG. No, Inner City Geeks. Why I always got them confused? Whatever.
I don't know.
Inner City Geeks for 15% off that SoSick Clothing Company. So it's SoeSic clothing.co. Got some cool shit on there. Go do that. Then there's Amazon. Click on that link for Amazon and get some cool shit on Amazon because they got a bunch of shit there, of course. You could catch up on The Matrix on Amazon's, or you get Amazon Prime's. All the cool shit on there. There's a lot of shit there you can do. Then there's Beard Octane, beardoctane.com. Type in ICD10 for 10% off of all your beard. Go through all that shit there. It's good stuff. Got a lot of good shit there. Go check all that shit out. Then there's Sideshow Collectibles. Got some pretty cool fucking toys there. They got a lot of good shit there, dude. Some of it is fairly priced, but a lot of it is really fucking expensive. A lot of it's really fucking dope. Like, really fucking good. I like it a lot. So go check out all the shit there. Then check out CBDMD. I guess a pretty cool CBD shit for your mind and body goodness. Because we all need a little bit of CBD sometimes. So go check that shit out. That's about it for there. Then you could find the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. Then you can follow us on the socials and shit. Go check us out on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. Brian, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me sitting in this really uncomfortable chair for the 18th week in a row. You can find me on all the socials. You can find me on Twitter at BRI_2J, Bri2J. You can, of course, check me out on Instagram at Bri2J Presents or just Bri2J, depending on which one you want, or both. Check out Bri2JPresents.com. There's a whole new layout and a new video, as we just said, about Edge.
Yeah.
With links to blogs and shit, links to this website. You can find all of our shows and shit. You can find me also currently on geekanything.com, where I wrote a couple of pieces. Word. The last one was about Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm.
I have articles in the works. I've just been so stretched with time that it'll come up eventually.
Yeah.
Check me out on YouTube, Bri2J Presents. A brand new banner and logo. So, changes.
Ooh.
That's about it. So, check out all my stuff and follow me and stuff.
Hell yeah. So, say goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, sir.
Yes. And, thank you guys for listening. It's been awesome. Also, I forgot to mention, rest in peace to fucking Norm MacDonald, dude.
Yeah, it sucks.
Fucking sad, dude. Fucking, so sad. Yeah.
The best thing I read about him was that the man had a private battle with cancer for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And it was the meme was, had been fighting cancer for 9 years and not telling anybody is the most Norm MacDonald thing Norm MacDonald's ever done.
Yeah, it really is. It really fucking like, is.
I've just been watching like old skits.
Dude, my favorite shit from him was the fucking, the Jeopardy, dude.
Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, Turd Ferguson, dude. The fucking best. I think I'm gonna play that at the end of the episode, because why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
It's
just one of those things where a friend of mine posted a picture of him, like a no context pic, just saying RIP something about him, right?
Yeah.
But I look, I'm like, what do you mean, his career? Right? Because he was a controversial comic where sort of like the late George Carlin, where like they didn't give a fuck and they were ahead of their time.
Yeah.
And so then I reread the, before I posted that, I reread the thing. I'm like, wait, no. And I Google it. I'm like, son of a bitch, man.
Yeah, man. Sad shit, dude.
It's fucking, it's just awful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, him this week, then fucking Michael Williams last week.
Yeah.
Was it Michael Williams? Yeah. Michael K. Williams.
Yeah, Michael K., yeah.
Yeah. Sad shit, yeah, dude.
They actually just buried him in Harrisburg.
Yeah. Sad shit, dude. Two greats. I think. Well, I think this leads to a game for next week.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a game next week with both of them, so should be fun. It's gonna be interesting.
A game at their expense.
Yeah. Why not? You gotta celebrate their life somehow, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that wraps it up for the week. So thank you guys for listening. Stay safe and don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Welcome back to Celebrity Jeopardy. Before we begin the Double Jeopardy round, I'd like to ask our contestants once again, please refrain from using ethnic slurs. That said, let's take a look at the scores. Sean Connery has set a new Jeopardy record with negative $230,000.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you, Trebek? What with your daggone mustache and your greasy hair?
Look, what did I just say about ethnic slurs? From third rock from the sun, French Stewart in second place with negative $17,000.
I'm a late bloomer, Alex, and in Double Jeopardy, I'm gonna bloom.
Sure you will. And finally, back again, Burt Reynolds in a commanding lead with $14.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Great. Let's take a look at the final board. And the categories are potent potables, sharp things, movies that start with the word Jaws, a petit déjeuner. That category is about French phrases, so let's just skip it.
Hey, I speak a little French. You're an ass bite. Pardon my French.
My name's French.
Yeah, well, who gives a damn?
Moving on. Animal sounds, condiments, and finally, your ass or a hole in the ground. Mr. Reynolds, unfortunately, you're in the lead, so we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'll take the condom thing for $8,000.
That's condiments. For $400. This condiment is made from mustard seeds. French Stewart.
The answer, of course, is onions. I'll take condiments for $800, thank you.
That's not the right answer. Burt Reynolds.
That's not my name.
Okay. Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, what do you want?
You buzzed in.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
I hate my job. The answer was mustard. Mustard is made from mustard seeds. Mr. Reynolds, it's still your board.
Yeah, well, why don't you give me, why don't you give me 8 tit for $200?
It's not 8 tit. It's a petite, never mind. Let's just go to animal sounds for $600. This is the sound a doggy makes. Mr. Connery.
Moo.
No.
Well, that's the sound your mother made last night.
Okay, that's not necessary. Burt Reynolds.
Who is, Scooby-Doo.
No.
Yeah. That was a funny dog, Scooby-Doo. He drove around a van and solved mysteries.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct. I remember you had a pal, Scrappy-Doo.
No. French Stewart, the sound a dog makes.
Who is John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band? Thank you very much. I'll take animal sounds for 800.
No! Good Lord! We would have accepted Bow Wow or Ruff.
Oh, Ruff, just the way your mother likes it, Trebek.
Come on, that is way out of line. Mr. Reynolds, what are you doing?
Yeah, I found this backstage, an oversized hat. It's funny.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. It's funny. It's funny because it's bigger than a, you know, a normal hat.
I see that. Get back to your podium.
Take a look at that.
Yeah, I see it. Go back to your podium. It's not funny. What's going on? Okay, let's just move on to Final Jeopardy. And the category is, you know what? I tell you what, just write a number. Any number and you win. We'll accept any number at all, a one or a two or a three, or how about a four? It's that simple. I know you can do this. Let's start with French Stewart, who's grinning like an idiot. You look pretty sure of yourself. Think you've got the right answer.
Yes, I'm pretty sure of it, Alex.
Well, all you had to do was write down a number, and you wrote three. Combination of three and five. Simply stunning. And you wagered Texas with a dollar sign in front of it. I'm speechless.
No, I did not get the answer from anyone else. It all came from Mr. Stewart's noggin up here.
That's beautiful. Mr. Reynolds.
Yeah, don't bother. I didn't write anything.
Good work. All right. Finally, Mr. Connery. The category was numbers, and you wrote a letter V. Well, I tell you what, my friend. V is a Roman numeral, so despite your best efforts, you answered correctly. Let's see what you wagered. Suck it, Trebek. That's all the time we have. Good night. Would you get that off me?